Good morning. High pressure remains in control across interior New York and New England with a dry start to the day. Skies were mainly clear overnight, and that allowed temperatures to drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s, and that's where we're starting off early this morning. Some high clouds are beginning to stream in from the west, and this is well in advance of the next storm system. So we'll have sunshine, at times filtered through high clouds for the morning before the clouds tend to increase and thicken the second half of the day. We'll have a developing southeasterly wind, and this will help push temperatures into the middle and upper 50s with a run at 60 in many locations by late afternoon. Clouds will continue to thicken this evening with rain breaking out from the southern Catskills north and east overnight and towards sunrise tomorrow. The rain could fall heavily at times before the sun comes up in spots, with temperatures dropping back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. A storm system will lift out of the Tennessee and Ohio valleys and through the region during the day tomorrow. As a result, we'll have cloudy skies with a good chance of rain, at least off and on for most of the day, and there's even the risk of a few bursts of rain or rumbles of thunder with the energy associated with this system as it pivots through. Because of the clouds and rain, temperatures will be held back into the upper 40s and lower 50s for afternoon highs. The system will lift out of the region on Tuesday night and will start a drying trend. On Wednesday, we'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds with highs bouncing back into the upper 50s. Another storm system will take a similar track later in the week, and there's a good chance of rain moving back into the picture on Thursday. The wind will pick up out of the southeast and push temperatures into the mid-50s, so we're looking for all liquid with this next storm. However, it will move more slowly than the one for tomorrow, so it looks like we'll have lingering showers into the day on Friday and Saturday with highs into the lower 50s. We'll dry things out for the second half of the weekend on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 50s for afternoon highs. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from the Mississippi and Alabama coasts northeast to southeastern Alabama, north central and western Georgia, and the Florida Panhandle. A very rich maritime air mass will advect northward in tandem with a warm frontal zone across this region. A squall line will likely continue eastward into the western Carolinas, through western Georgia, and into the Florida Panhandle by mid-afternoon, with severe wind gusts possible. Less certain is the development of any potential discrete thunderstorms ahead of this main convective line. Models vary regarding this scenario across the Savannah River Valley. Strong shear and moderate instability would conditionally support updraft rotation and tornado potential. Hail and wind will also accompany the stronger storms within this environment during the afternoon and into the evening hours. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 16 degrees, with a northwest wind at 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals in 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 27. 78% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.09 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 60, Boston sunny in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 33, the average temperature 46, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, 0.2 inches for the month, that's 0.1 inch below normal, and 60.8 inches for the season, which is 2.6 inches of snow above normal. There were 19 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 45, that's one below normal, and 5,233 for the season, which is 686 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees. The average low, 33. The record high, 79, set in 1981. And the record low, 16, in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 6:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:24 p.m., 12 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Thickening clouds with rain moving in late tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing and thickening clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Thickening clouds with rain moving in tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Thickening clouds with rain moving in late tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Thickening clouds with rain moving in tonight and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Thickening clouds with rain moving in tonight and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy and breezy with rain in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds upper 50s Wednesday. More rain and wind Thursday, mid-50s. Chance of showers Friday, otherwise cloudy, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers Saturday, around 50. And a mix of sun and clouds in the mid to upper 50s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.